Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past week, we continued talking about our series, Away from the Manger, where we're talking about how Christmas is just the beginning. Let me read to you the passage from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. It says this, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of the peace there will be no end. And on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." You know, what a beautiful passage. Isaiah wrote that 700 years before Christ, directed by the Holy Spirit. And, you know, the first part of that, I was thinking that, you know, God has really given us a reason to hope in a future peace. When it says a child, you know, is born and given, it talks about his titles, that he is going to be the Wonderful Counselor and Mighty God. But I just want to think about that title, Prince of Peace. It talks about his kingdom, the peace shall be no end. I think you and I naturally want a future for our lives and for our children's lives that's full of peace. The thing is, you know, I've lived long enough now to look back and think, there's never been a world leader that's been able to provide peace. When I think as far back as my childhood and, you know, the end of the Vietnam War, the Iran crisis in the late 80s, the Berlin Wall, terrorism, I mean, there's never been a peace. And yet, God has given us a promise that this child, this child that's going to be born, is going to be the one to provide peace for all time. I think more so than that, that there is something that you and I all hope for, and that's justice. That we look for our lives to be full of justice. We want justice for things that happen. When we see the wrongs in this world, we feel it. We can feel it in our souls, and we hear stories about things that happen and innocent people that lose their lives. We just feel that there needs to be a sense of justice. The thing is, there's never going to be a world leader that can provide justice. You know, every one of us are flawed, and that means every world leader is flawed. And it's impossible to dismiss your personal agenda and your own limited background when it comes to trying to judge and make decisions in this world. That's why no leader can provide justice. We need someone who's outside of this world who can come down and give us perfect justice. That child is going to grow up and become the king. And that king is going to reign. And he's going to have a name above all names. And there will be a day when heaven and earth are going to be completely under the rule of Jesus himself, the King of Kings. And he will have perfect justice. You know, I think the one thing, though, that you have to ask, is that, God, why don't you do that now? Why don't you just come back now? Why don't you set things right? Well, this is the problem with that statement and with that idea, is that God also is a God of mercy, and that he doesn't want anyone to perish, but wants all to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And if he comes back and we get justice, the problem is anyone who doesn't know the Lord, because of the justice of God, those people all miss out on the grace of God. I am certainly glad he waited long enough so that I would hear the message of the gospel, the incredible news that Jesus is not only the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, but he's also a Savior. God, I pray that you just give me the heart that you have to have patience and wait until you until you actually establish your kingship over the world in such a way that everything changes. But God, I pray for my friends and family members who don't know you. Pray for my neighbors and coworkers. I pray, God, you would make me an agent of your gospel, that you would use me to share your good news. And I pray that you would be patient until everyone has an opportunity to come to know you. Lord, I pray for your patience and your grace to shine through so that people will come to know you. Amen. Wherever you're at, just take a second to pray for the people in your life that need to know about the gospel. Thank you so much for listening in today. Till next time, God bless.